This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
موضوعنا في هذا الدرس هو الحديث عن فئة عز في الوجود أن يوجد مثلها وعقمت الأرحام أن تأتي بمثلهم وعقم الزمان أن يعيد أمثالهم، يعني بذلك أولئك النفر الذين كل عمل من أعمالنا هو حسنة من حسناتهم ومن أثر إيمانهم ودعوتهم وعملهم الصالح، أولئك من تتعطر المجالس بذكرهم وتطيب الأنفاس بترديد أسمائهم، أولئك أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، أولئك أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الذين صحبوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكانوا حماة للإسلام ودعاة له ومحققين دعوة الإسلام في أنفسهم ومحققين لجميع الواجبات الملقاة على عواتقهم من ناحية القيام بحق الدعوة لغيرهم إلى الإسلام والجهاد في سبيل الله.
نعم. شيخ حفيظ الله تعالى, he says that this afternoon we're going to talk about a group of people who it is very rare that you find their likes. We're going to talk about a group of people who the wombs of mothers have not been able to bear the likes of them after them. We're going to talk about a people who, as time has gone by, there have not been a group of people that are like them. We are talking about those people who every good deed that we do is the result of their da'wah. Every good that we do is also a good deed for them. We're talking about a group of people that when we mention them in our gatherings and in our sittings, the gatherings become, they become better. And every time we breathe and we mention their names, that it is something that makes our breathing even better. These people that we are talking about are the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who were with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were those who defended and protected Islam, and they made the da'wah of Islam manifest in themselves. They were those who practiced what they preached. They practiced Islam, and they carried the responsibility and the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed upon them as it related to them giving da'wah, calling to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fighting in his path.
الصحابي في عرف أهل العلم والصحيح من قول أهل العلم هو كل من رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولو ساعة مؤمنا به ومات على ذلك. الصحابي هو كل من رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولو ساعة مؤمنا به ومات على ذلك. هذا هو الصحابي. فإذا نظرنا في هؤلاء الصحابة الذين أحاطوا بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكانوا دعاة الإسلام الأوائل وحاملي لواء الإسلام الأوائل, ونظرنا في النصوص التي جاءت في فضلهم ومكانتهم وقدرهم من الدين, نعرف أن الله تبارك وتعالى قد اختار طائفة من بني آدم لصحبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اصطفاهم الله عز وجل وانتقاهم من بين الناس ليكونوا هم أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دون الناس غيرهم.
نعم. شيخ حفظه الله تعالى, he went on to say, answered the question, who is a Sahabi? A Sahabi or a companion, in the definition that has been given by the people of knowledge, what is known customarily amongst the people of knowledge, is everyone that has seen or met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if it may be a short period of time, believing in him, meaning they met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or saw him at a time period when they believed in him, and they died upon that. That is, they died believing in Islam. He said, if we look at the ones who surrounded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will see that they were those who called to Islam. They invited to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at them, we find them those who were the flag bearers of Islam. If we look at the text that is mentioned about them in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we contemplate their status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will become clear to us that Allah azza wa jal chose a group from amongst the children of Adam to be the companions of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah was the one that chose them, and he picked them, and he raised them up from amongst the people to be those who surrounded his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam.
لهذا أهل العلم يجعلون الصحابة مرتبة عليا بعد الأنبياء والمرسلين وبعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه الأمة, لا يلحقهم في هذه المرتبة أحد ممن جاء بعدهم, لا يلحقهم أحد ممن جاء بعدهم في هذه المرتبة.
Now, for this reason, the people of knowledge have mentioned or have shown that the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had a status that was only next to the status, or only beneath the status of the prophets and messengers. And in this particular ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no one that is better than the companions except for our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no one that comes after them that is able to reach their level. There is no one that comes after the companions that can reach the level of the companions. No.
وهؤلاء الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم ليسوا محتاجين في حقيقة الحال منا للتعديل ولا للثناء بعد ثناء الله تبارك وتعالى. فالله عز وجل في عليائه وفي سمائه سبحانه وتعالى قد أثنى عليهم بكلام تكلمه في كتابه الخالد جل وعلا وأعطاهم مكانة غير محتاجين هم معها إلى تعديل غيرهم ولا إلى ثناء غيرهم. والآيات في هذا المعنى كثيرة, نذكر منها قول الله تبارك وتعالى, محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار.
نعم. Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he went on to say that those companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reality of the situation is that they don't need for us to say that they are great. They don't need for us to praise them after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them. And along with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning along with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considering them to be trustworthy and reliable, and to the end of the praise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them from above the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them in His book, the Quran. And He mentioned their status. And He is the one that has given them their place and their station in Islam. So after that, they don't need anything from us. They don't need for us to praise them. And there are many ayat that come with this particular meaning, clarifying for us the status and the station of, that the companions hold in Islam. From amongst those ayat are the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of Surah Al-Fath, what is translated to mean, Muhammad is the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Messenger of Allah. And those who are with him, that is the companions, are severe against the disbelievers and merciful amongst themselves. You see them bowing and falling down prostrate, seeking bounty from Allah and His good pleasure. The mark of them is on their faces from the traces of prostration. This is their description in the Torah. But their description in the Injil, that is the Gospels, is like a sown seed which sends forth its shoot, then makes it strong and becomes thick, and it stands straight on its stem, delighting the sowers, that he may enrage the disbelievers with them. Allah has promised those amongst them who believe and do righteous deeds forgiveness and a mighty reward. Nah.